When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
They try to run her over. Fouquet got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
What is up, Zoneheads, and welcome back to The Underreported, the episode where I, your host, Greg Rhodes, get the chance to talk through a story flying just a bit under the radar, something in our sports sphere that is just kind of getting a little pushed to the side. And last week, that was UCF softball. And while they put up a great fight, winning that first game against Auburn, those pesky, struggling bats showed themselves as they went through the Tallahassee Regional, eliminating them from the NCAA tournament. That leaves just UCF baseball as far as active UCF sports go before the summer break. And with the NBA and the NHL season starting to wind down, we've had the NFL draft, it all really begins to approach really fast. And you know what I'm talking about. It's the boogeyman of every sports fan season. Yes, the dreaded dog days of summer. The sports that I mentioned are just ending. The NFL and college football seasons are still long off in the distance. And the excitement of opening weekend in Major League Baseball has long worn away. Now you're just glancing at the standings and being shocked as to how many games they have left. And whatever, as a fan, are we to do? Well, first off, wipe that tear from your eye. I know it's there. You need to pull that back in. And then remember, you probably live in Orlando. Or you're at least following Orlando sports since, you know, you're listening to the Zoneheads Orlando podcast, because we still have some great sporting events going on right here in the City Beautiful. I'm going to start off with the obvious ones, but we'll talk about a couple other items as well. And again, we're going to start off with Orlando City. I know we do our Orlando City podcast every week with the guys from Loud and Proud. They do a great job. And I just want to reinforce how exciting of a season that Orlando City still has ahead of them. They've had a huge turnaround over their last few matches. They've really come back up into the Supporter Shield standings, and they have 6 home games remaining through just July. So there's a lot of ground that can be made up for them in the MLS standings. I think the team is really starting to gel. The head coach has figured out the right lineups and the right combinations, it seems like, because they're starting to show a little bit more life offensively, a little bit more of that just gelling that you were hoping to see earlier in the season. But there was a lot of changeover. They've made some adjustments, and I think they're starting to turn a corner. So I think that's going to be something to keep an eye on, especially as they have their next game up against the defending champion Columbus Crew on Saturday. Now, that was the team that eliminated them from the playoffs last season after their great run finishing 2nd in the East. So I think there's a little bit of payback opportunity here coming up this weekend. And again, it kind of gives you a better idea of as where they stand in the East right now. I think there are a lot of opportunities to come for this Orlando City squad. They're starting to really figure things out, so it's pretty exciting to be an Orlando City fan right now. But just on the other side of that stadium, There's an even better soccer team right now, and I'm talking about the Orlando Pride. Now, that's the NWSL squad, the National Women's Soccer League, and they've won 7 straight games at this point in the season. They haven't even lost, so forget that part of it. They haven't even lost to this point in the season. But they do have 7 straight wins, which is tied for a record in the league. So to go from kind of a wild season last year where they were so up and down, and even through history of the Orlando Pride, they've been a bit of an up and down squad, to finally have whatever's going on over there right now is really impressive and special. And a lot of it can be pushed towards Barbara Banda, which she's got the chance to be the next big women's sensation here in the United States. I really do think she's got all the tools. She's got a million-dollar smile. She's got the height and size that you're looking for out of a great soccer player. So I think that there's really an opportunity here for Orlando to jump in that view of women's sports. And we followed that a little bit through some of these podcast episodes where we've talked about the continued growth of women's sports and where Orlando falls in that group. Well, it really needs to start where we can support our current major league teams, and that includes the Orlando Pride. Now, if they win this Friday, again, at home against Portland, they break the record for most wins, most straight wins in the league's short history. So, again, there's something to be said about their records in the past and where they're at now. It's a very exciting time to head on over to Interenco Stadium. If you get the chance, do it. Highly recommend it. And whether that be for an Orlando City or an Orlando Pride game, I think you've got an opportunity there to really enjoy some high-quality soccer this summer.
Content creation can be a difficult thing to tackle, especially if you're on your own, you've got a business to worry about, and you need a helping hand. That's what AuthenticAudioPro.com is all about. You can reach out to me directly on social media at Brandon Kravitz across all platforms. I'm happy to help. Everything from commercial production to live endorsements on this very show. I'll even help you launch your own high-quality podcast that you can be proud of. Customizable packages are available to fit your business's needs. I'm ready to work with you to tell your story and to make you sound great in the process. Learn more at AuthenticAudioPro.com.
And that's not the only soccer events going on in the city. So Florida Citrus Sports has put together some amazing matchup, and they really do a great job over there at Camping World Stadium to really bring some of these high-level matchups. But I think they might have outdone themselves this season. So first up, on June 12th, you have the United States men's national team taking on Brazil. Yeah, I said that correctly, Brazil. That's amazing to have a team the quality of Brazil coming to Orlando to take on the men's national team. Now, Orlando's been a safe space, if you will, for the United States men's national team. They've played very, very well within the city limits. And this international friendly is a great warm-up coming up just before the Olympics. And, spoiler, we're going to talk a little bit of Olympics here in a little bit. But really, just to bring in this high quality of an international friendly like this, Brazil is the standard for national teams around the world. And to have them coming to the United States to come to Orlando to take on the men's national team is really a fantastic. And again, you see all of the Brazilian flags when you go to Disney World and things like that. This is already a destination for people of Brazil. So to add this type of event, to welcome them, you're going to see that kind of energy and pageantry that you see at Brazilian games in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro. You're going to feel that at the Camping World Stadium, and I can't wait to attend that one. You know I'm going to be there. But I might have to split my time because there's another one coming up just the next month, July 30th. And this might be, honestly, they've been doing this series at Camping World Stadium for quite a few years now. This might be the biggest matchup they've ever featured. So they have the FC series, which they travel around the United States, and they have a couple of games in Charlotte, and then they have games here and a couple other places, but not everywhere has Barcelona against Manchester City. those are two of the biggest names in soccer. There's almost no two names bigger than those two franchises when it comes to thinking about international premier level soccer. And while many of the top level guys aren't expected to play just because of certain international duties, the Olympics will be coming up not too long from this date. It's just an exhibition match. But again, these fan bases travel, and these fan bases are global. It's not just that you've got people coming from Manchester or just people coming from Barcelona. You have people coming worldwide to be able to come to this event here in our city, beautiful. Again, a great job by Florida Citrus Sports. They keep doing this year in and year out. I don't know how they're going to top this one. I don't know if they can. But this might be the hottest ticket in town that we've had here in a few years now. So, and that's saying a lot because they've sold out Camping World Stadium for quite a few of these games. But this one, this one's going to be really good. So I'm excited for that. Again, great pageantry, passionate fan bases, an amazing atmosphere. So if you get the chance, pick one of those two if you have to. But if you can get to both of them, ooh, buddy, you can get to both of them. I'm telling you, make your way out to Camping World Stadium. But I'm sure now you're telling me, Greg, all of that was soccer. Not all of us want to deal with soccer. Well, that's your problem. I recommend going to at least some kind of combination of these events that I just mentioned, because we've got some hot soccer going on in Orlando right now. But soccer is not your speed. You don't want to pay attention to this, to soccer. Let's move on to something a little higher scoring. And it's something that, again, I've also done a podcast on just a little while ago. And I may have not had the best things to say about what's going on in the league for this team, but that doesn't discount what the team has been able to put together. And that's the Orlando Predators. Now, the Orlando Predators, like I said before, have been an Orlando staple for years. And they've been associated maybe a couple of different dodgy, maybe not the most above board leagues, including the current one, if I'm going to say all this again. But that doesn't mean that the Predators aren't putting together what they can and building a quality product. The Predators are still a model franchise for these leagues. The Predators run their business very well. They have a great relationship, it seems, with the Kia Center, which that's another plus of going to a Predators game. All of these other events that I've mentioned to this point are outdoor events, and it's summer in Florida. It's going to be hot. So getting a chance to go inside the Kia Center, the nice domed air-conditioned Kia Center for a little bit of 50-yard line football, I'll take my chances. Whatever team comes to town, I'll take my chances that the Predators are going to be able to match up well with them. And again, they've always put on this great show inside that stadium. They do a great job of having a very fan-focused atmosphere. They have one of the best dance groups in the league. They always do a great job of putting those together. Think a lot like how UCF has a really great dance squad and brings that collegiate atmosphere. I feel like the Predators have been able to do that throughout the years with their dance squads as well. So all of this is contingent on the Arena Football League, which I don't have the greatest confidence in. It all depends on if these other teams continue to show up. But there are a lot of home games remaining on Orlando's schedule throughout the summer. So if you get a chance and those teams show up and they still sell you a ticket, I'd take the chance and I would go check out a Predators game for sure. And now I'm sure you're saying, but Greg, I thought this was supposed to be about the underreported things that nobody ever talks about. Well, fine. I'm glad you stuck around, because the next thing that I'm going to recommend for you to start getting into is pickleball. Now, I'm not the first one to say that you need to start getting into pickleball. Pickleball is one of the fastest growing sports in the country. There were talks of trying to push to get them into the Olympics coming up in 2028. Didn't quite make it, but the Orlando Squeeze of the Major League Pickleball League are really making some noise. So last season, they finished second in the league, and they've continued to just kind of build on that this season. They have one of the better groups in the league for competitive tournaments. Now, the only downside of the Major League Pickleball League is they don't really play home tournaments. They don't have those kinds of style of tournaments here in Orlando. It's a traveling league, and they just happen to be based out of Orlando. They are co-owned by the DeVos family, the owners of the Orlando Magic, so there's major investment going on there. But you can watch all of their tournaments on their website. So if you just search for the Orlando Squeeze, you'll find their website really easily. You'll be able to watch all of the tournament action. It's a very fast-paced game when it's played at the major league level. I mean, similar to other sports like ping pong and things like that, where you and I play in it, it's kind of a slow sport. But when you get professionals that know what they're doing, all of a sudden it becomes a much faster sport. So again, if you get the chance, check those out. Pull them up on your laptop while you're trying to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your summer. The next tournament that they're going to have coming up is going to be in Washington, D.C. That's going to be between June 13th and the 16th. So, hey, if you happen to be in the D.C. area, that'd be a cool thing to check out. But they also have three total tournaments before the end of the summer, including their big midsummer tournament. So I think that'll be a lot of fun to kind of keep an eye out on and kind of see some things. And if you're like me and you're looking for a new sport to maybe try out over the summer, they've got some great gear on their website as well. Some really cool Orlando-themed paddles and things like that. So get a chance, hop on that train. It doesn't seem like it's going anywhere, no matter how many people try and say that it's not a sport. If you ever watched, again, professional pickleball, it's for sure a sport. Now, I think I've kind of covered all of the Orlando-specific things that I want you to follow. And of course, I mean, over the summer, there will be Major League Baseball, which I will be watching. I love Major League Baseball. That is my favorite sport. I will be hanging out with that. But I'm not too far off of the guy that takes a look down at the standings and goes, dang, I didn't realize I had so many games left. So if you are like that and you're still trying to find that thing that you want to get into, 2024 is your summer because the Paris Olympics. We talked a little of the Olympics a little bit earlier, but that was a tease to get you to this point where we're really going to talk Paris Olympics. And I think there's a little bit of something for everyone when it finally comes to the Olympic Games. We talked about the NBA season being over. Well, congratulations to you. Some of the best international basketball is about to begin, and you will see a lot of the top-level NBA names representing their countries, whether that be the United States, which again are going into this as favorites for a gold medal, or you see some amazing international teams where you have guys like Franz Wagner from Orlando and his brother Mo, where they're going to be playing for the German team. And there are other groups out there that have the same representation from, again, NBA players, but it also gives you the chance to see just how popular basketball has gotten internationally and how good international basketball players have gotten over the years. This isn't the days of the dream team going through and smoking everyone. These will be hard-fought games, and I'm excited for it. I know we always want the United States to win. I'm American. I get it. But it's really cool to see these tight games. I want to see close, hard-fought battles when it comes to basketball. And not only basketball, but soccer as well. You're going to see some of the top international teams competing for the soccer tournament, including the United States, who I think have a decent chance in this Olympics, not necessarily to win any kind of medal, but I think to show that they've made great progress compared to they were not just in the last Olympics, but even in the last World Cup qualifying and World Cup standings. So I think this is a great moment for United States men's national soccer to take that next step, and we'll get a chance to see a little bit more of this new face United States women's national team. There were a lot of players that retired from the great run that they've had over the last few years, and it's kind of time to see who the next people to take over will be. So we've got a lot of those kinds of storylines going on, again, not just in basketball, but also in soccer for the top names in the sport. But that's not the only thing that the Olympics are about when it is professional athletes. A lot of the competitors at the Olympics are amateur athletes, just like Amari Jones, who, again, I also spoke with on the podcast recently about his boxing journey and how it was coming from Orlando and growing up in Orlando to now having a shot at Olympic gold in Paris in boxing. And I'm going to be watching every single one of his matches. You can bet on that. I'm very excited to get a chance to watch that journey. But there are all other kinds of sports that go on during the Olympics. And that's one of my favorite things about the Olympics is just being able to scroll through the channels and see something new that you haven't watched before or see something that maybe you have seen before but didn't really understand at the time. And now you've got a whole new recognition for what it is and what it can be. Some people run across ping pong for the first time during the Olympics. And in this year's Olympic group, you have an introduction of breakdancing at the Paris Olympics because the Paris Olympic group proposed it be added for recognition in their country. Breakdancing has a very deep history in France and Paris. So it's going to be something that we've never seen before. We're going to see a new representation of it. And I think it's an amazing, amazing thing. And another part of it is my wife, she's a sports fan. She deals with me most of the time for being a sports fan, but she's a sports fan. But this might be the only time every four-year cycle that my wife is probably a bigger sports fan than me, at least for the couple of weeks that the Olympics are going on. She'll stay up late to watch quarterfinals in gymnastics or swimming. We literally changed our cable package so we could watch more events. It's the only thing that's on our TVs, multiple televisions in our home for those few weeks. And if literally changing a television package so you can watch more of your sport doesn't sound like the most guy move when it comes to the NFL or Major League Baseball or NBA season passes, those kinds of things, I don't know what else is. So I kind of hold that over her every time we talk about NFL Sunday Ticket when the time comes. And I know, throwing the Olympics in there is a little bit of cheating because it's got so much stuff going on and it's not centric to Orlando, but we don't get that every year. And while it is something that makes this summer just so special, I will still be counting down the days just like the rest of you to the Hall of Fame game, just so I can watch those first five drives and then we fall back into our big time sports cycle. But I really do implore you this summer, take a chance. If you haven't been to an Orlando City game, make your way out there. If you haven't been to the Kia Center to check out a Magic game, maybe take a chance on the Predators just to get a feel of the atmosphere and see what it's like inside that arena. Because really, Orlando has some great stuff to offer you if you give it the chance this summer. So what are you going to try this summer? Or are you just going to complain about it? Well, if you do, either way, bring it up in the Zoneheads Facebook group where discussions like that are always welcomed. And don't forget to check out the new Twitter account, ZoneheadsORL. Also, follow me over at MySportsFlorida on all social media. Thanks again for listening to the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. I was your host, Greg Rhodes, here for The Underreported.
Today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast brought to you by Authentic Audio Productions, your go-to source for audio production of any kind. Commercials, ad reads, you want videos that you can post to your social media accounts to help support and promote your business? Authentic Audio Productions can help. Visit us online, AuthenticAudioPro.com. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. Please like, rate, review, subscribe. It goes a long way. And if you keep consuming our content, we'll keep cranking them out. Chat soon, Zoneheads.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Applications subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI.
Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.